Well, it's getting to be that time. Operation Christmas Child, the deadline to get your shoeboxes filled, November 17th through the 23rd. That is Collection Week. And here to talk a little bit more about Operation Christmas Child is Kendra Shields. She's the director of Operation Christmas Child Canada. Hey, Kendra. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's so great to be with you.
Kendra, why are you excited about Operation Christmas Child?
Oh my goodness, because what greater joy is there than to share the love of Jesus with children in need around the world through a simple shoebox gift? I just want every child everywhere to know that the God who made them sees them, he knows them, he loves them, and he is our greatest gift. But if you've never had a gift before, it's hard to understand and comprehend that. And so shoebox gifts are just a tangible expression of that love. And so that's why I love Operation Christmas Child.
And it's a fun thing to do with the family. I mean, I was amazed to find out that over 430,000 shoeboxes come just from Canada alone. That's a lot of families. Wow.
That's a lot of gifts. 436,290.
Wow.
Were collected last year. And our goal this year is 500,000.
Okay.
Half a million children reached with shoebox gifts. So if you packed one last year, maybe we can pack two this year and help us reach that goal.
If you're rushing around and getting too busy, you can pack online, right?
You can pack online. And actually, people say, should I pack a regular box or should I pack online? And I always say do both. And here's why. The traditional boxes that people pack and fill with gifts that they purchase, they do that and they send a $12 donation. But the boxes that are packed online, we actually build in a country that we can't ship shoeboxes into because of customs regulations and government regulations in that country. We can't actually send shoeboxes packed in Canada in. So by packing a box online, that gives us the opportunity to continue to reach children in that country. Mm-hmm. And something new this year, if you have participated with Operation Christmas Child, most of us, we know which countries boxes from Canada do go to. But this year, if you pay the $12 shipping and handling fee online, you can follow your box.
Oh, wow.
So we'll send you a special label that you can print off and put on your shoebox. And when we scan that QR code in our system, in our processing centers, and that box goes into a shipping container, we're going to send you an email and tell you which country your shoebox is going to.
Online is a great way to do it. And of course, it's a family activity. Everybody mm-hmm. get together and pack a shoebox together. Now, Kendra, have you been there when these boxes reach the hands of where they're supposed to go?
I absolutely have. It is an incredible privilege. I've been in Central America and in Africa, but this year in June, I had the privilege of being in Cape Verde, which is an island nation off the coast of Africa, and they received shoeboxes for the very first time wow. in their country. They'd never received shoeboxes before, and all of those boxes, over 10,000 of them, came from Canada. Generous Canadian donors last year packed those shoeboxes that were sent to Cape Verde. And I see it. We talk about it. I can share hundreds of stories of sitting beside children. And I always ask them while they wait, they find out they're getting a gift during the gospel presentation. And then they have to wait while we hand them all out. And so I love to sit with the children and ask them, if you could get anything in your shoebox, what would you want that to be? And I sat beside a little boy. And he said, through the translation, I wasn't sure if he wanted a candle or a flashlight, but he wanted a light. And to see the joy on his face when he opened his shoebox gift and he had, it was a wind-up flashlight. It didn't even need batteries. He had a wind-up flashlight in his shoebox. And trust me, the whole box went home with him. And he got excited about all of the items in his shoebox. But when he saw that flashlight in his shoebox, when I say his face lit up, it did figuratively and physically as he was looking into that flashlight as he turned that handle.
Awesome, man. So let's do that. Let's put that joy on the face of a child Mm-hmm. It's Operation Christmas Child. Now, get it done because collection week is November 17th to the 23rd. It'll come up on you before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And, or if you want to go online, packabox.ca. Pretty simple, packabox.ca. Kendra Shields, thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you for having me. It's a joy. Happy packing, everyone.